And a good Wednesday morning out there as we look towards the market action here this morning. We are looking at mostly weaker trade kind of continuing here on some of the grains and some sharply lower trade yet bouncing on some of the livestock here this morning. Over on the corn, we are looking at futures down anywhere from 3 to 3.5 cents here so far this morning. So seeing a little bit of a weakness just kind of continue to creep in. Did see some higher trade here overnight, but kind of fading that off here so far this morning. A little bit of a stronger crude oil strength as well, but that's kind of fading this morning as well. There's been a few, I guess, missiles and drones sent over to Kuwait here overnight, so kind of increased Middle East tensions still over there, and been adding a little bit to the crude oil strength here, but again, that's kind of backing off here so far this morning. Corn's kind of continuing here. We are approaching some support in terms of previous lows here on some of the corn contracts. Your July corn has the January low at around 433.5. We're about a nickel away from that here this morning. The January low on the December contract a little bit further here, but again, approaching some support here from a technical standpoint. Don't have much in terms of overnight news here this morning. Did get an export sale announcement of 136,000 metric tons of corn sold to South Korea for new crop here this morning, but outside of that, has been relatively quiet here. Over on the beans, looking at a little bit of, again, some weakness kind of creeping in down anywhere from 3 to 4.5 cents here this morning. So continuing to see some weaker trade there. Crude or soybean oil is up 30 to 37 points here this morning with bean meal down 60 cents here so far. So, again, a little bit of a mixed trade in some of those product values, but overall weaker trade on the beans. You know, we did have that crop condition report on Monday come out with a little bit weaker conditions. But if you look at the forecast, I think some areas are expected to see some rainfall for both corn and bean areas, likely expecting to maybe help some of those areas out, especially some of the drier areas in the western corn belt. And some of the wetter areas over in the east are expected to get a little rainfall here. So if there is any replant over there, or just getting the last part of the crop in the ground, there is a little bit of a window opening up there. So again, just a lack of threatening forecast here is adding a little bit of just continued pressure here this morning. Over on the wheat, again, seeing some pressure there, kind of retreating from some overnight gains. Chicago is down anywhere from 4 to 5 cents. Kansas City is down 3 to 3.5. So again, a little bit of a weakness over there. Again, don't have much in terms of news here on the wheat market overnight. Again, a continued risk-off approach. The world, or the wheat's a world market here, and while the U.S. Really doesn't have a huge crop overall, pretty weak crop overall, there is still quite a bit of wheat on the world market here, and that's definitely having an impact here, kind of pressuring things lower on some of the wheat, just continuing to grind things to the downside. Over on the cattle market here this morning, we are looking at the live cattle futures down anywhere from $1.40 to $1.50. Feeder cattle futures down $4 to $4.50 here this morning, kind of bouncing off of some of the early lows. We are about $4 off some of the early lows there in the feeder cattle here this morning. But again, just some continued weaker trade here. I just think there's continues to be some liquidation within the managed money, just some money flow out of the market with kind of the threat of screwworm kind of on the horizon there. Hasn't crossed the border yet. The USDA has kind of confirmed that it's within 25 miles of the U.S. border, but again, hasn't necessarily entered the U.S., but again, I think there is just some liquidation coming out on the long side, just kind of anticipating something here, whether that's however far that is away from here. So again, just some money flow out kind of impacting things there. Box beef values yesterday, choice was up $1.24, select was $1.72 higher, so seeing some strength there, but again, not having much of an impact here this morning. Over on the cotton, we are looking at futures down anywhere from 60 to 85 points here this morning, so seeing a little bit of pressure. Again, outside markets are generally positive here. The I guess the dollar index is slightly higher here, but crude oil is a little bit higher this morning as well, so not much going on there. But again, just some little bit of a correction on the cotton here to start the day. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. You can call our office at 402-697-3625. 1-800-273-8823 or visit our website at www.bruglermarketing.com.
Futures trading involves the substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors.